ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the Pacific may so far be virus-free, but it certainly hasn't been immune to the spread of fake and misleading information, particularly online. The World Health Organization has in fact warned that misinformation and panic can cause more damage than the outbreak itself. One technology expert says Pacific health authorities need to be the ones who are leading the social media conversations to help stop the flow of wrong and at times dangerous information, as Evan Wasuka reports.
The Pacific has been coronavirus-free since the virus first emerged in the Chinese city of Wuhan in December. But on social media, there's been a surge of wrong information and rumours, with Facebook users from Solomon Islands to Samoa posting about infections and outbreaks, even well before the virus had made its way to the neighbourhood and cases confirmed in Australia and New Zealand. Anthea Anhambat is a technology commentator from Vanuatu.
Often because there's a fear in people about the possibility of something happening, and they don't realize that by just alerting the rest of the population to that fear, they're actually driving misinformation and getting the rest of the population a little bit uneasy.
In Papua New Guinea, health officials found themselves on the back foot after Facebook users shared posts about the local outbreak. It wasn't true. PNG's acting health secretary, Dr. Paison Dakulala, this week was forced to declare that if it does happen, any confirmation would come directly from the health minister.
So from the minister, the positive case will be declared. So everyone else, no.
PNG has some of the biggest number of Facebook users in the Pacific, with some of the most popular groups boasting more than 200,000 members alone, meaning a lot of people can be exposed to the wrong information. Dr. Dakulala says health officials are well aware of the risk.
We are also scaling up in terms of giving the right information so that we go through the process where the information that's best gets to the public so that they understand that things are given right. Because at the moment, a lot of information is what they call fake information.
But even when information comes from official sources, like in Palau this week, where an announcement that an American health worker who had coronavirus-like symptoms was being isolated, sent social media into a spin. Palau's president was forced to issue a statement calling for calm, which he did through his press secretary, Okeril Kazuo.
Palau and our partners at the CDC are equipped to manage the situation should the patient receive a positive test. As in so many situations like this, fear, not a germ, is our biggest enemy.
But it's not only rumors of outbreak on Facebook. There's wrong medical advice and fake cures. Anthea Anhambat says health authorities need to do better with their own social media messaging campaigns.
Government has to be present in these dialogues if it wants to combat misinformation or to clarify things that might be spreading on social media.
The World Health Organization has been trying to do this since the early days of the outbreak in China, using easy-to-understand pictures and videos on its own Facebook pages to encourage people to better protect themselves. Sean Casey is WHO's Pacific Health Cluster Coordinator.
It has been an issue in the Pacific. We are proactively working with Pacific Ministries of Health, who are also urgently trying to make sure that the public is informed and informed with correct information.
Public health officials are calling the misinformation on the coronavirus an infodemic. Mr. Casey says because information can spread very quickly, it's vital in the Pacific that the public have the right information from the start.
They don't need to panic. They should be aware of what's happening and understand that there are measures that can be taken to protect themselves. So hand washing, cough etiquette, if there are cases, if there is a localized outbreak, social distancing measures, what individuals can do, and what the potential situation will be in a country when there are cases.